can text us on 53102. You can drop emails at DermotandDave@todayfm.com. You can follow Joe Wicks on Instagram. You can be his friend on Facebook or whatever you want. 1.5 million Instagram followers, 2.6 million Facebook. I'd say your old friend requests are through the roof, are they?
I honestly don't know how that's happened, but I was looking at my analytics last night. Yeah, and London's my most followed city, followed by Dublin. So that's pretty good, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, Dubs. We're obviously big fans of yours. Plus, we're on track to be the fattest country in the world. So nice timing.
Yeah, I'm here to save the day, hopefully.
Please do.
I'm on a mission tonight, so if it's through social media or books or YouTube, you know, I'm always trying to spread the message that we can all get fit and healthy and, you know, we can all be lean all year round.
Well, yeah. That's the thing. Like, you're known as, like, you know, Mr. Lean, and getting a lean in 15 was the thing that we all first got to know you through. Is it difficult for you? I mean, I know you're I can see you're in unbelievable shape, but like, do you not sometimes just kind of go, ugh, I just want 6 burgers and just pig out, and oh, I can't, if someone takes a picture of me doing that, then.
I know, I definitely have days where I just, you know, can't be bothered and I have a little bit of a blowout, but it's quite rare, because what it is, I do it, you know, I'll have a little binge and I have a burger and chips and an ice cream and loads of chocolate and sweets and some fizzy drinks, but the next day I really feel it, like I feel knackered. Okay. It runs me down. My tummy's sore. Like, so I kind of do it every now and again, but I know that good food gives me energy, and that's what I'd rather be energized and feel good.
Do you think that most people who don't know the feeling of sustained period of eating well and working out and being fit, do you think that most of us who are just eating pizza and drinking Coke and whatever and just feeling a certain way that we think is status quo is actually way worse than we need to feel?
Yeah, and it definitely affects your emotions and your mood and your energy and your productivity. And I think when you really start to eat really well and eat healthy and understand that the energy it gives you and the way you feel when you wake up, and, you know, because even if you have a really good night's sleep but you've had really awful food the day before, you feel tired, don't you? And people kind of forget the link between food and fuel and energy, and they think it's normal to be like that. But you, obviously, once you start eating right, you can feel amazing. You can be really productive all day and, you know, just crack on and keep doing your workouts and feel energized.
What is the thing you get asked most by people who want to lose weight?
They always ask me, how do you stay motivated? What is it that keeps you going? And I always say that it comes back to that thing of, I feel, you know, I'm happier, I'm more productive, I'm nicer to be around when I get up in the morning and do a little workout, whether it's 20 minutes, and by eating good food, you know, and it's that thing of energy, you know, wanting to feel good and wanting to feel energized and confident, and it all comes back to that. So yeah, it's just about tapping into that and trying to get into the habit and lifestyle of cooking your own food, doing workouts, making it a regular thing, and then you'll all be amazed at how fit and healthy you can get.
Yeah, actually, I did listen to a guy before. He was talking on a podcast in the US, and he was a former Olympic gymnastics trainer, and someone said to him, you know, like, what if you could tell the world one thing, what would it be? And he just said, cook your own food.
Yeah.
Like, literally, he just said, like, just stop buying things that are in packets. Just cook.
Yeah, and you don't have to kind of. Yeah, and when you do that, when you literally just remove all the junk and the processed stuff with all the hidden sugars and everything, and you just cook real food, you'll be amazed. You don't have to obsess over calories. You just kind of focus on the quality of the food you're eating, and you do your exercise, and the body fat will drop away, and you'll start to feel great. And it's just doing that consistently. I think people struggle because they do the low calorie diets. They cut everything out. It's too restrictive. They say, I can't drink, I can't go out with friends, and no one wants to live like that. You've got to have a balance, and you've got to be, you know, sustainable with it.
So when did all this start for you? Were you always into fitness and well-being? I mean, as a teenager, you must have been like most other teenagers. When did it all start?
I've always been into fitness. I was really skinny when I was younger. Like, my brother used to call me skinny, and I remember when I first got my first like job I was working at Wilkinson, which is like a bit of a Woolworths kind of shopping centre thing, and I went to the gym and joined the gym, and I've always found that part easy. But my nutrition and diet wasn't that great. It's only like since I finished uni I sort of got into it. But it really is that thing of just knowing that you can really feel so much better if you eat the right food, and it's that energy and I'm trying to spread that message to get everyone else on it.
And are you body conscious yourself? I mean, do you wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and go, oh God, I hate my elbows, or, you know?
Well, I haven't got one of these transformations where I was really large, or, you know, I've had to lose the weight. I was just basically always skinny and I've sort of kept fit. But again, it's for me, like, I'm 31 now, so the whole thing about looks and vanity, like, and getting muscles for the beach is kind of gone now. I'm just like, I do it to feel good, to feel energized, to feel productive, and, you know, it comes down to that, and that's what motivates me way more than just looking good in the mirror.
Do you think there's a lot of pressure on particularly young boys and men at the moment to be in incredible shape and be bulked?
I think now, yeah, you know, it used to be like, there was only, you know, there's men's health and men's fitness where you'd see like the perfect male physique. But now with social media, you're seeing hundreds of fitness accounts and Instagrammers and Facebook and YouTube. So it is, it's more prevalent that we're kind of expected to look a certain way, and even more so for the girls as well. And they're all, you know, people are photoshopping and using apps, and, you know, it's not real beauty, is it anymore? So it's a shame that that's a distorted image of what we all look like. I think I'm trying to use it positively, but social media can obviously have its negative effects. But I think my message is a positive one. It's about, you know, get in the kitchen, cook some food, and do your little workouts.
Do you think if you were 10 years older, and so your career began 10 years ago, that you would have gone the traditional route of TV, the Joe Wicks TV show, and that obviously you had a different route because it was social media. Like, how do you think that would have gone?
Yeah, I mean, I never had an ambition to kind of like be on TV or be on radio, have cookbooks and stuff. So I just always thought I'd be a personal trainer, I'd have a little boot camp business, expand that. So I never had the ambition, but obviously now with social media, it allowed me to build an audience, community, and then obviously the book deals and all that came after it. But I suppose, I think for me, social media is way more powerful than TV, and I reach more people quicker.
Mm. 1.5 million Instagram followers. If you could give some basic rules for people hoping to harness the power of their social media, what stuff has really worked for you?
So it all comes down to this thing I really believe in. It's you know, you've got to give before you get given, right? So I've given out so many free recipes, like free content, motivational stuff, workouts. And if you do that, if you can constantly give good content that people find useful and valuable, when you do ever have a product, whether it's an online fitness plan or a book, then people will support you because they kind of want to see you succeed. And I think that's truly what's happened with me in the case of the book sales.
Building that community around you.
Yeah.
And in terms of production values, do you find that a casual, you know, selfie video on your phone works as well as a fully polished, produced piece of content?
Oh, 100%. Like, I still now even do all my Instagram Lean in 15 recipes on my iPhone, but I've spent a day, like, I rented a studio kitchen, I got two cameras and did it that way, and we spent, you know, £1,000 to produce one video, and it bombed. Like, people don't like that. They just want the real, you know, the kind of in the action, kind of like, just really low production value. And if you do that, it means you can keep doing it and it doesn't cost you money.
It's so appealing. Like, because it's one thing to have someone on television going, you can cook this meal in 8 seconds. You're like, I still don't believe it because it's editing or whatever. But if you see someone shooting something on their iPhone, you go, okay, I can chop those onions and put in that ginger and do whatever. I actually cooked your easy peasy Japanese curry last night. I took out some of the spicy stuff because I had to cook it for all my kids and leave it for the next 2 days. They'll be eating that nonstop. But it's great. The recipes are really easy to follow. And
yeah, thanks,
really
mate. Yeah, this book, so the new one, Cooking for Family and Friends, it's slightly different from the first three books, the Lean in 15 ones, because they were obviously 15-minute meals just for yourself, one or two people, and it obviously had the exercise part of it. This is just family recipes, so cooking for friends, like at barbecues, you know, birthday parties, so that you don't have to feel like you're on your own with your little lunchbox doing your weird diet thing over there. This is about everyone getting involved, and the whole family can get healthy without them even knowing that you're eating healthy food. You know?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's about trying to sneak health into your kids in particular. Yeah, you know, not letting them know they're eating healthy things, so they just say no. So, you know, that's kind of the trick, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's so important to kind of get the kids involved, you know, in even the simplest things, like take them food shopping with you and let them put a few things in the basket that are healthy and explain to them, you know, what you're going to cook tonight, and just get them involved. And I think I'm really into that now, like trying to work with the kids in some way, and I'm doing the live Facebook workouts and stuff.
There's a couple of texts in for you on 53102. Sarah says, "Dear Mr. Wicks, I don't care how pretty you are, you will never make me like avocado or cottage cheese." Even the happy parent crowd failed, who are a bunch of Irish lads, and they said, "P.S.
Yeah,
you are prettier
too."
Though, yeah. Yeah, so some people just don't like certain things. You don't have to eat the things. That's one thing I found kind of when I was a lot heavier and then changed my life around a little bit. Like, I still said, well, I hate salad. Like, I'm just not going to eat salad. I'm going to find another way to eat healthy greens or whatever. You know, like, you can always pick stuff that you like to eat.
She said she doesn't like avocado and cottage cheese. They're just sources of fats, but you don't have to have them. You could use, you know, you can have nuts and olives and other forms of cheese. So it's just about getting them in your diet, but don't think you have to have avocados because it's healthy and people are, you know, obsessed with green avocados.
Another one says, I agree with healthy eating. I've been eating salads for a week. Tuna and pasta or egg and avocado salad. Did my first hike last night to the Hellfire Club in Dublin, so I defo feel good. I'm 45 and I feel 25.
Good man, I like that. It's never too late, is it? Mm. I went to the Birmingham NEC the other day and I had a 70-year-old woman was on stage doing press-ups for like a minute. I couldn't believe it. So if she can do it and get fit, anyone can.
Yeah. Just watched a video last night of a 91-year-old doing the parallel bars And then I got to bed because I feel completely inadequate. To like, hi lads and Joe, I started working out last November as I was really unfit. Fortunately, I'm getting fit now and feel much better, but I've started losing weight and I really can't afford to. So I've cut down on cardio, but would like to know when would be the best time to eat in relation to when I exercise.
Well, if he's losing too much weight, he needs to kind of gradually increase his food intake. So I tend to personally train fasted. So I train on an empty stomach in the morning, right, and then I'll have a massive post-workout meal, which will be high in carbohydrates and protein. So it could be like a big bowl of overnight oats with some whey protein, or you know, some rice with some chicken, some, you know, veg and stuff. But
yeah,
it's a case of being consistent. If you're really trying to build lean muscle, your body needs the calories, you know, every day. It's not like you can just have really low calorie days and be all over the place. Try and keep your food intake quite consistent if you're trying to grow.
Some interesting recipe names in the book.
Yeah, so I've got the Lamb Shank Redemption, which is a lamb shank. I've got Joe's Big Juicy Balls.
Yeah, gotta love them.
And what else have we got in there? We got, what was the other one? Easy Peasy Japanese.
That's
curry,
the one I cooked last night. That was great, yeah.
And my Spanish Saucy, which is basically a chorizo-based recipe. So I call Spanish sausage saucy.
Saucy, yeah. Well, we do that here as well in Ireland. And we weren't sure whether the English people did call them saucies as well. But Joe Wicks has changed my life, says Chloe in Cork, over the past 2 years. Never did I think I would enjoy eating broccoli for brekkie. Lean and 15 is a way of life and a very easy, enjoyable and addictive one. Thank you, Joe, says
Chloe. Love that. It never gets old. You know, I do these book tours and I came all the way to Belfast just then. There was only 42 people came to see me pretty much. And it's like, it's just meeting everyone and they say, you know, I've got your books, it's changed my life. It never gets old and it's always worth it for me, even to meet 10 people that say that. I realise the impact these books are having, so it's lovely. And if you've ever bought one of my books, thanks for your support, and hopefully you're still enjoying the recipes.
You were out on TV3 this morning, were you?
Yeah, I cooked a recipe from the new book, and I did a little workout with Sinead outside in the garden. She's lovely, that Sinead. She's brilliant.
Was she good in her workout?
Yeah, she's fit. She done a 100-mile race the other day. An Ironman.
Ultramarathon.
An ultramarathon, yeah. Fair play.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do that. No,
not an easy garden to do a workout in because it's the size of a dinner plate.
It's like a little bit of grass. Yeah, it's tiny, but we fit on there just about.
But Joe, we wish you the very best of luck with all your endeavours, and especially the new book, Cooking for Friends and Family. It looks like a really nice one. We're going to be trying out the recipes. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I'll see you next time, yeah?
Cheers, Joe. It's Dermot and Dave on today.